psychotherapy, as such, demands at the beginning of the action that a person be potty. And people who are a bit potty, psycho, who are skidding their wheels mentally, and other technical terms, don't group audit worth two nickels and a collar button. They just don't group audit. You put them in a group, and they goof. That's the technical term for sitting there. Now, group auditing actually belongs in the field of the sane and able. Although you could take a group of people who weren't too well off and do a lot with them with group auditing. This we know. But at the same time, the place where it belongs is with the people who are pretty sane, who just have some minor odds and ends, broken backs, that sort of thing, wrong with them, and who actually want to do a little bit better in life than before. Now, what exactly does group auditing do? Group auditing has the remarkable ability to increase one's awareness of the environment and to increase one's communication. Now let's take playing baseball. Do you suppose that if a baseball player had difficulty communicating with a baseball, he would be a championship baseball player? No, if you were to actually test, this is one factor, the communication consideration of the baseball amongst a lot of baseball players, you could pick out blind the big league players. See, you could just pick them right out of the lineup. Or two or three bush league players who ought to be in the big leagues, and two or three big league players who ought to be not even in the bush league. It would be the ability of the individual to communicate with the baseball. All right? Here is an individual who is not having too good luck with a car. We put him into better communication with his car. Just have him touch the steering wheel and let go of it, and touch it and let go of it, and touch the fender and let go of it, and touch the starter button and let go of it, and touch another wheel and let go of it, and touch the steering wheel and let go of it. And we keep this up for about a half an hour a day for a week or so. An individual who was not able to drive a car is now able to drive a car. Peculiar, isn't it? We increase his communication, we increase his ability. Group auditing belongs to the same and to the field of increasing endeavor and ability. And unless somebody in this mechanical society today starts to practice increasing one's ability to do, the next thing you know, we're all going to be sitting back there with folded hands while the machines grind on. The ability to construct the machine will have been gone. That'd be an interesting society, wouldn't it? One that ran totally on machinery, and then all of a sudden, there was nobody in the society left who could build a whole machine, and a machine breaks down, and another one breaks down, and another one breaks down, and another one breaks down, and nobody can put together any machines anymore. Be an interesting society. Look peculiarly like this one. So group auditing belongs to the field of higher alertness and higher awareness, and what we are trying to do with these exercises simply increase your alertness and awareness. If it accidentally knocks out a psychosomatic, if it betters your eyesight or does something of this character, why, do not be alarmed. Do not be alarmed. That was just an added bonus. And don't look for anything to happen at all. Don't expect something to happen. If it happens, I will simply make it happen. You don't have to do anything about it. Okay, now let's find the floor. That's an easy job. Just find the floor. Let's find the floor. Okay, now do you think if you threw your hat down, you would be able to hit it? Well, what able people we are. Let's find the floor again. You got a floor there?
Yes.
Is it a solid floor?
Yes.
Hey, what's under it?
Ground.
Are you sure the ground's under it?
Yes.
You think so?
Yes.
Oh, not probably. Do you really think it is?
Yes.
Well, tell me, is the floor solid, or if you hit it a little bit with your heel, would it go through?
Solid.
Well, hit it a little bit. Let's see if it goes through. Well, all right, it didn't go through. Well, what do you know? We're in luck tonight. Let's find the chair you're sitting in. You don't have to look very far. Let's see if we can find this chair. All right, now let's find out if the chair has an arm. Does it have a back? Does it have a seat? Does it have a back? Does it have legs? Does it have legs? Well, well, it has legs. Now, where do the legs end? Well, wait a minute. Where do the legs end? They end at the floor and...
At the seat.
Well, all right, let's find out where these legs end again. All right, have you got a chair there?
Yes.
Well, is there a floor there?
Yes.
Well, fine. Is there a ceiling over your head?
Yes.
Does it fall in?
No.
As you look at it, does it drop?
No.
As you look at the ceiling now. As you look at that ceiling, is there a ceiling there?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
All right, look at the floor. Look at the floor. Is there a floor there?
Yes.
You sure there's a floor there?
Yes.
Well, let's look at the ceiling, and is it distant from the floor?
Yes, it is.
Or it's different than the floor?
Yes.
Is it different than the floor?
Yes.
Well, all right, it's different than the floor.
Yes.
All right, now let's look at the floor and find out if it's different from the ceiling.
Yes,
it is. All right, now let's look at the right-hand wall. Is there a right-hand wall there?
Yes.
Is it a wall?
Yes.
All right. Now let's look at the left-hand wall. Is there a left-hand wall there?
Yes.
Are you sure there's a left-hand wall there?
Yes.
Are you absolutely positive there's a left-hand wall there?
Yes.
All right. Are you sure there's a left-hand wall there?
Yes.
All right. Now let's look at the right-hand wall. Is it any different from the left-hand wall?
Yes.
All right. Let's look at the left-hand wall. Is it any different from the right-hand wall?
Yes.
Are there two different walls here?
Yes.
Well, what do you know? Let's look at the front of the room. Let's look at it real good. Is it there?
Yes.
All right, let's look at the back of the room. Is there a back of the room here?
Yes.
Is there a back of the room?
Yes.
You sure there's a back of the room?
Yes.
Well, all right, let's look at the front of the room. Is it any different from the back of the room?
Yes.
All right, now let's look at the back of the room. Is it any different from the front of the room?
Yes.
Well, fine. Now let's look at the front of the room. And now let's look at the floor. Now, is the floor any different from the front of the room?
Yes.
Is the right-hand wall any different from the floor?
Yes.
All right, is the left-hand wall any different from the floor?
Yes.
All right, is the right-hand wall any different from the front of the room?
Yes.
All right, is the left-hand wall any different from the front of the room?
Yes.
Are all these things different from the back of the room?
Yes.
Is the ceiling different than the rest of the room?
Yes.
Is the ceiling there?
Yes.
Or is there a room here?
Yes.
Hey, what do you know? We got a room. All right. Now, if we've got a room, tell me, what is the distance between the front and the back of the room? Let's look at it. See that distance? What distance is it? All right. It's as it is, isn't it?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's find out what distance there is between you and the front of the room. You got that real good?
Yes.
All right. Now, let's find the distance between you and your eyeballs. All right. Now, the distance between you and the front of the room. Good. Now, let's get the distance between you and your eyeballs. Is there observably something distant here? Well, what do you know? Let's get the distance between you and the front of the room. All right, now the distance between you and your eyeballs. All right, distance between you and the front of the room. Distance between you and your eyeballs. All right, now let's get the distance between you and the front of the room. Now, let's look this over real carefully. Let's get the distance from you to your eyeballs. Good. Well, now, let's get the distance between you and the front of the room. You do that? Art, what am I doing to you? You're awfully quiet here. Let's get the distance between you and the front of the room.
Okay.
Now the distance between you and your eyeballs. Okay, now the distance between you and the front of the room. And now the distance between you and your eyeballs. Now, this is real cute now. All right. Now, let's look at the distance between you and the front of the room. Let's look at the distance between you and the front of the room. I didn't say look at the front of the room. Now, you look at the distance. Got that? Good. Now, let's look at the distance between you and your eyeballs. Do that easily? All right, now let's look at the distance between you and the front of the room. All right, now let's look at the distance between you and your eyeballs. All right, now let's find something in the room that you could have. You do that? Let's find something else in the room that you could have. It could even be your hair, but there must be something in the room you could have. All right, let's find something else in the room that you could have. Got that now? Did you find something? Anybody present not find anything? All right, fine. Now let's look at the distance between you and the front of the room. All right, did you do that? Now let's look at the distance between you and your eyeballs. All right, now let's look at the distance between you and the front of the room. And let's look at the distance between you and your eyeballs. Got that now? How's that? You feel odd? Feel peculiar? All right, find three places in the room where you are not cross-eyed. Come on, find three places where you're not cross-eyed. Now find three things in the room that aren't giving you orders. Okay, now find three people in the room. Good. Now find three more people in the room. Fine. Find three more people in the room. Good. Now find three people in the room. Are they alive? Well, all right, let's look at the front wall. Now let's look at the distance between you and the front wall. Now without turning around, let's look at the distance between you and the back wall. Well, good, let's look at the distance between you and the front wall. Well, fine. Let's look at the distance between you and the back wall. Well, fine. Let's look at the distance between you and the right-hand wall. Well, Well, fine. Let's look at the distance between you and the left-hand wall. Well, fine. Let's look at the distance between you and the floor. Good. Let's look at the distance between you and the ceiling. Got that now? All right. Let's open our eyes and look at the distance between you and the front-hand wall. Front-hand wall. Got it?
Yeah.
You see the distance? Oh, let's look better than that. Let's look at the distance. Let's look at all of the distance between you and the front wall. Let's look at it. Is there a distance there? Did anybody find the wall on his face? All right, let's look at the distance there. You got that now? Well, fine. Let's look at the distance between you and your eyeballs. All right, let's look at the distance between you and the front wall. Well, fine, let's look at the distance between you and your eyeballs. Now, we got that real good now? Well, fine, now let's have the front hand wall start saying hello to you. Have it say hello to you, over and over. Good. Let's have it say hello to you over and over. Well, fine. Let's have the back wall say hello to you over and over. Got that? The back wall say hello to you over and over. You have to put the hellos there. Okay. All right. Now let's have the front wall say okay to you. How's that? Real easy? All right, now let's have the back wall say okay to you. Good. Now let's have the front wall say okay to you. Over and over. Good. How's that now, huh? All right. You asked for it now. Have your eyeballs, both of them, start saying okay to you over and over. Have your eyeballs start saying okay to you over and over. Anyone's eyes who drop out, they'll have to sweep them up themselves. Have your eyeballs say okay to you over and over. If a pain turns on, please do not stop the processing. It says right up there on the sign. All right, that's fine. Now have your eyeballs say okay to you over and over. Good, good. That's fine. I make it up.
Okay.
All right. Anybody stop it because it hurt? Huh? All right. Now let's have the back wall of the room say okay to you over and over. Highest prices paid for old ridges. All right, let's have that back wall say hello to you. Now have it say hello to you over and over. Okay, how's that working, huh? Has anybody had a pain or somatic? No pains? You're doing all right, huh? Okay, successfully no result. Good. Good. Now let's have the back of your head say okay to you over and over. Okay, that's fine, that's fine. Have the back of your head say okay to you over and over. Well, that's real good. Now, is there anybody who hasn't gotten any sensation at all because of this? All right, now let's have the eyeballs say okay to you over and over. Have your eyeballs say okay to you over and over. Good, that's real good. Now have your eyeballs say okay to the environment, to your surroundings. Have your eyeballs say okay to the surroundings. Okay, your eyes saying okay to the surroundings? All right, now have the surroundings say okay to your eyes. Doing that? Well, how about the back of the room saying okay to your eyeballs? Okay, now let's have the sides of the room say okay to your eyeballs. Thank you. Okay, how you doing? Horrible?
No.
Or horribly? How you doing? Has anybody had their eyes burn or anything like that? Hmm? Well, that's too bad. I'm sorry. Let's have now the floor say okay to your eyeballs. Okay, how you doing, huh? Working really well? All right, now let's have the ceiling say okay to your eyeballs. Your eyes roll back in your heads or anything else. Don't disturb your people around you. The ceiling above your head, please. Have it say okay to your eyeballs. Doing that easily? Well, what do you know? What do you know? Have the right-hand wall say okay to your eyeballs. All right, let's have the left-hand wall say okay to your eyeballs. You doing this now? Okay, how are you making out? Rough? Easy?
Yeah.
Is this getting real easy?
Yeah.
Is it getting easy? Is it getting hard? All right. Now let's have your chair say hello to you. Having your chair say hello to you? All right. Chair saying hello to you very nicely? Well, that's fine. Isn't that nice and obedient of your chair? Who's getting an argument out of the chair? Anybody getting an argument? Okay. All right, now let's have your chair say hello to your eyeballs. Have your chair say hello to your eyeballs. Okay, now I have the floor say hello to your eyeballs. Good. Have the ceiling say hello to your eyeballs. And the front of the room say hello to your eyeballs. Now let's have the front of the room say hello to your eyeballs. Okay, how you doing?
Huh?
Horrible. Has anybody got an eye ache? All right. Now let's see if we can get rid of this eye ache in a hurry. Have your eyes say hello to you. Have your eyes say hello to you? Huh? All right. Still got a headache? Is it better? Or how could this have happened? Let's have your eyes say hello to you a few more times just to make sure. Okay, how's that now? Anybody got an eye ache left? Is it all right now? All right, I tell you what, I bet if you looked around carefully, you understand, you could find the floor. Let's find the floor. You got the floor? Does it exist? All right, does the ceiling exist? Well, let's find it real carefully. All right, now let's ascertain this with some care. How many corners does the ceiling have? All right, let's look at the back of the room. How many corners does it have back there? Front of the room. Let's look at this carefully. If anybody has counted four, let's look. If anybody gets more than 20, let's uncross the eyes, huh? Got them? All right. Are you very puzzled about how many it really does have or whether this is a corner or not a corner? Well, just decide either way, and we'll go on with the process. All right, now having inspected it very, very carefully, I wish you to face to the front of the room. Face to the front of the room. Compose your body very, very comfortably. And discover from where you sit the two back corners of the room and kind of pretend like you're holding on to them. The two back corners of the room, pretend like you're holding on to them, and then sit there and don't think.
Which corner's back
there? That's your choice. Hold the two back corners of the room and sit there and don't think. If it's hard for you to hold them from inside, try holding them from outside. Everybody, let's do it. Two back corners of the room, hold on to them and don't think. Okay, how is that, huh? Is that real easy? Real easy? Did you really hold the two back corners now?
Yes.
Did you sit there without thinking?
Yes.
Did you do a real good job of it?
Yes.
Well, that's a success. Let's do it again. Okay, how is it now?
Fine.
All right, let go. Let go. And let's find the floor. Find your chair. Find the floor. Find the floor. Find the floor. All right, find your chair. Find the front wall. Find the front wall. Find the front wall. Real good. Find your chair. Good. Find the front wall. Find your chair. Find the front wall. Did you do that? All right. Find your chair. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Well, all right, find the front wall. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Well, good, find your chair. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Well, all right, find the front wall. Find the front wall. Okay, find your chair. Good, find the front wall. Good, find your chair. Fine. Did you do that?
Yes.
You sure?
Yes.
All right, let's see if you could grope around now and find the front wall. Let's see if we can do this. Grope around and find that front wall. You find it? Well, God, let's find our chair. You got it?
Yep.
Is it a chair?
Yes.
You sure it's a chair?
Yes.
All right. We are now going to run for a very short time a very difficult process known as start laughing. Come on, let's start laughing now. All right, let's start laughing. Come on, start laughing. Fine. Keep on laughing. Good. Keep on laughing. Okay. Keep on laughing. Fine. Keep on laughing. Fine. Come on, let's laugh. Come on, let's laugh. Say tee hee, anyhow. Let's laugh. Come on, keep on laughing. Okay, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. Fine, let's laugh. All right, let's laugh. Let's laugh. Come on, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. Come on, let's laugh. Let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. All right, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. All right. Everybody, let's laugh. If you can't laugh, say tee hee. Let's laugh. That's right. All right, let's laugh. If you can't laugh, say tee hee. Let's laugh. All right, let's laugh some more. Let's laugh some more. Okay, let's laugh some more. Let's laugh some more. Let's laugh some more. Come on, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. Okay, let's laugh. All right, let's laugh some more. Okay. Okay. Good. Good. You know, that's a horrible thing for a group auditor to have to run, because he can spot every case of the room that's having trouble. They didn't laugh. Okay. Now, let's find the floor. Let's really find the floor this time. Let's find the ceiling. Let's find a chair. Let's find another chair.
Oh, wait a minute there.
Find another chair. Find another chair. All right, find another chair. Can you conclude there are chairs in this room? All right, there's a multiplicity of chairs in this room, right? Okay, let's take two of them and find the difference between them. Got a difference between the chairs? You find difference between two chairs? Well, all right. All right. Now hold up your two hands in front of your face. Hold up your two hands in front of your face and find a difference between them. Find a difference between your two hands. You got them? All right, turn them over now and look at the back of them and find the difference between them. Got it? Did you find a difference? Well, good. Let's turn them over and find another difference. There really a difference? All right, let's find several differences between these two hands. You got it?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Do you have two different hands?
Yes.
You do have?
Yes.
All right. Now let's find the difference between one side of your head and the other side of your head. What's the difference between the left and right sides of your head? You got that?
Yeah.
Sure. You got the difference between the left and right side of your head?
Sure.
Well, good. Now, without looking at them, find the difference between your right and left foot. Is there a difference? You sure there is? Have you got a right foot? Have you got a left foot? Let's find another difference between them. Got one? All right. All right. Now let's get a difference between your right shoulder and your left shoulder. Get such a difference? Is there a difference?
Yes.
Well, all right, fine. Now let's get a difference between your right elbow and left elbow. Got that? All right, now let's get a difference between your right knee and your left knee. Got that? Huh? Define one? Do you have any knees?
Yes.
Well, all right. Define the difference?
Yes.
Well, that's better. Now, let's get a difference between the right and left side of your head. Is there a difference between the right and left side of your head?
Yes.
Well, all right. Now, something we were examining earlier in the session, let's find out if there's a difference between your right eye and your left eye. See if you can find another difference between your right and left eye. Can you get that difference? Huh? Well, tell me, are they two different eyes?
Yes.
They are?
Sure.
Well, just kind of guess at this now. What would happen if they both occupied the same space? What would happen if that happened? Well, now let's make sure that they don't occupy the same space. Let's check them carefully and find out if there's a distance between them. There is? Well, is there a distance between the eyes themselves? Is there a difference between them? You got it? How about the back side of them? Is there any difference in the back side of them, the right and the left eye?
Sure.
Huh? There is a difference, huh? Well, all right, now let's take your right ear and left ear. Is there a difference between your right ear and left ear?
Certainly, yes.
Hmm?
Sure.
All right, let's find another difference between your right and left ear. All right. How's that? Huh? Real good? All right. Now let's find a difference between the right and left wall of the room. A difference between the front and the back of the room. A difference between the floor and the ceiling. And a difference between you and the person next to you. Can you find a difference between you and the person next to you?
Yeah.
Thought you couldn't laugh. All right. Now let's find another difference between you and the person next to you. Can you get this difference? Is it unique and distinct? All right. Now let's find a difference between you and the rest of the people in your row. Do you find that difference? All right. Now let's find a difference between you and the people in the room. Got that? Now let's find a difference between the people in your row and the people in the row next to it. Is there one?
Yeah.
Is there one, really?
Yeah.
Well, fine. Fine. Now, let's find a difference between the lower part of the room and the upper part of the room. Is there a singular and remarkable difference?
Yeah.
What's the difference?
People.
No people in the upper part of the room. That's fine. Now, let's consider the upper part of the room, the lower part of the room. Can you do that easily? Huh? Can you consider you're sitting on the ceiling? All right, fine. Let's consider now that you're sitting on the floor.
Okay.
All right, now let's consider you're sitting on the ceiling. All right. Now, just for novelty, let's consider you're sitting on the floor. All right, now let's consider, just for novelty, that you're sitting on the ceiling. No, so that it's commonplace that you're sitting on the ceiling. Now, you get the idea of you're sitting on the ceiling, and that if you fell, you would go down there? Can you get this easily? That if you fell, you'd go down there? Can you get that? Well, fine. Now let's consider that if you fell, you would fall to the floor. Now let's consider that if you fell, you would fall to the ceiling. Now, can you consider now you're all sitting upside down? Huh? Can you consider that easily? All right. That's a good place to end the session, isn't it? All right, now let's consider you're sitting right side up, just for fun. Let's consider you're sitting right side up, that the room is right side up, and the earth is beneath you. You got that? Huh? Can you do that? Well, now let's consider that earth is sitting above you. You get a roller coaster sort of feeling? All right. Now let's just suppose that earth is sitting under you. Can you do that? That you are sitting in this room. That you are sitting in a chair. Good. And that you are sitting in a body. Can you do that? All right. Now let's consider that you're in good condition. Can you do that?
Yes.
All right. And now let's consider it's end of session. Thank you very much.